AM 1240 and 95.3 FM, WJON. Jim Grabinski, local historian, is with me today. We're talking about hotels and motels in the St. Cloud area. Now, we're going to kind of run through a bunch of them here. And so let's start off with the Thrifty Motel.
Well, in 1974, Cy Brutker, older brother of Dan, opened a Thrifty Scott east of Minnesota Highway 23 and 14th Avenue. That would be on that 23 goes out of town towards Foley. Behind where that Amoco station is and that mini strip mall. And then in 1974, he opened a much larger one, a 94-room Thrifty Scott on Highway 23 in Wade Park. But both of them are no longer in business.
Yeah.
And the one in East Side on 23, if you drive up to it, it's sitting vacant. I mean, it looks like you could kind of move right in, but...
Yeah, just no, not occupied, nothing there.
Well, it's kind of hidden back in there, too, with that strip mall in front of it now.
Sure. How about the Gateway Motel, just down from the radio station on Lincoln Avenue?
There's even a connection with WJON.
Yeah.
Well, in 1961, Best Western Gateway Motel opened at 310 Southeast Lincoln Avenue. And it stayed open until about the mid-2000s. Their first newspaper ad read, they were St. Cloud's first motel with cable TV by WJON Cablevision. Andy Hilger had Cablevision.
He did yeah. At one time, yeah.
Now, they stayed open, and I think they closed in 2016. See, Lincoln Avenue had lots of hotels at one time.
Yeah,
and that was Highway 10.
Yeah, now it's a strip mall, which is over there. I believe there's a coffee shop in there. How about Kay's Motel?
I liked Kay's. Kay's is another Lincoln Avenue motel. Kay's 30-room modern motel with 24-hour cafe and service station. It was on 102 Lincoln Avenue Southeast on Highway 10 and 52. See, Highway 10 then. They were open from the late 40s to about 1980. And they were where the U-Haul storage is now.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, next to Mr. Car Wash.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How about the Kleiss Motel? I remember that one.
I don't think it was related to Dave.
No. I've asked that to Dave. Dave said no, there was no relation there.
Kleiss Motel was located at 30 South 25th Avenue, next to the 25th Avenue DQ. And when I was in eighth grade, I ran the scoreboard at the Rocks Ballpark, and we sat up on the wall. And it was right outside of the left field Rocks Ballpark wall. It was a small motel, and it was in business from the from about 1950 into the early 2000s.
That was a long run.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know if the ball players would stay at that motel?
No. I don't know where when they came into town. I think then... they stayed at the Germain Hotel.
Okay. They stayed downtown.
Yeah, think so. Oh, and the ball players all lived down the streets and rented rooms. The St. Cloud Rocks players.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Gotcha. How about Swiggum's Motel?
That was in the same vicinity as the old Rocks Ballpark. Swiggum's Motel was at 2920 Division Street at the junction of It was a different road system then. 52, 23, and 152, just west of the Rocks Ballpark and a small strip mall. It was built in 1951. Now, it had 26 units and 26 garages. So the garage was right. You rented a room. You had room number 10. You had garage 10 right next to it. And it also had a cafe. I was friends with, I did officiating, St. Cloud Tech high school coach Jim Kiffmeyer managed. They had a lighted 10-unit trampoline park there, and he would manage that in the summertime.
Okay.
I remember going there a lot at night. It was like something to do and lights, you know.
Right, yeah. Yeah. How about the Park Inn Motel?
Well, wait a minute. You know, I should even go further.
Sure.
But in 1974, the Swiggum's Motel was sold to the Crosstown Motel and Restaurant, and they stayed open till 1989 when it was taken down for the Division Street Fashion Center to add on for a Baker Square.
Oh, sure. That's where that was. Yeah, okay. So, I gotcha.
Yeah.
So there's a motel there.
Yeah.
How about, the Park Inn Motel in Wade Park?
Oh, the Park Inn Motel in Wade Park. It had 14 units, and it opened in the early 50s and was open for about 40 years and was located, they advertised, 3 miles west of St. Cloud. Because you didn't really advertise Wade Park then.
I suppose, yeah.
3 miles west of St. Cloud on 52 in Wade Park. And it closed in 1995.
How about the Fox Hotel?
You know, one time I had friends in town and we were looking for, well, they ended up staying at the Germain Hotel. But I said, let's go to the Fox. And they didn't stay there, but the Fox Hotel was owned by the Frossiers, who purchased the new Merchant Hotel at 724 2nd Street downtown. They purchased the new Merchant in 1942, but the building was brought down in 1969 to make more parking space. It's now about where the Stearns County Sheriff's jail is.
Oh, the jail. Okay, so yeah. Right there.
Now, the Forcier name is very familiar in this name because the Forcier family owned Gopher State Show. You go to the Benton County Fair, what are the rides? Gopher State Show.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about the Riverside Hotel?
Well, the Riverside Hotel was located at 119 East St. Germain Street. It was there in the 50s and 60s. The building is still there, and they do rent out rooms, but it's now the Somali Cafe.
Okay. How about
Byron Bjorklund owns the building.
Okay. How about the Spaniel Hotel?
Well, the Spaniel Hotel Bar and Bowling Alley was in business in the 50s and 60s, and it was at 14 North 6th Avenue in downtown St. Cloud, right around the corner from St. Germain, you know, and Herberger's there. It's now Cream City Tattoo is in the basement.
Okay. How about the Travel Lodge Motel?
Well, Travel Lodge Motel is still open at 3820 Roosevelt Road, close to I-94. In the early 60s, when the building was built, it was David's Steakhouse. And it has this canopy,
yeah.
And you drove up there. It was like first class.
Huh.
That was the place to go.
And they converted it into a hotel.
Yeah, after a while. Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How about the Econo Lodge in Wade Park?
Well, the Econo Lodge in Wade Park is at 815 1st Street South in Wade Park, across the street from Kia Motor. It's also been the Osteria Inn and Suites and the Motel 6. It had several names over the last 30 years.
And I don't think there's no hotel there anymore, right?
Yeah. It's Motel 6, I think. The Econo Lodge now.
You know,
it seems like I drive by there and glance every 5 years, and it has almost a different name every time.
Yeah, it has changed a lot. Yeah. You're right. How about Laughlin's, is it Lackawanna, Wayna, and then the Winter Haven Motel in Sartell? I know I heard a little bit about the Winter Haven Motel because of my feature on Sartell.
Oh, well, in the 50s and 60s, there were two motels on Old Highway 10, which is now Benton Drive. If you're downtown Sauk Rapids and just take Benton past the park, you're on Sartell, Old Benton Drive. There was Laughlin's Lackawanna, and there was the Winter Haven Motel. They were right in that same area, a block or two apart.
Right, and I know that Winter Haven thing was like an event that they had where they brought
there also
in...
was a roller rink in Sartell, Winter Haven Roller Rink. I remember going there. So, yeah, it's a name that they probably use.
How about the Red Carpet Inn?
Well, Sauk Rapids did have a hotel or a motel. The Red Carpet Inn was at 1420 2nd Street North, close to Highway 10, not across from the post office, but in that area. In the late 70s and 80s, it was there. And then in 1985, it became TravelWise Motel for a few years, and it's no longer in business.
How about Anna's Hotel and Cafe in Foley?
Well, I knew Anna Huddle, not Hodel.
Okay.
Well,
spelled the same way?
It is. It's probably the same, but if you're from Foley, it's Huddle.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah. And it was in the 50s into the 70s. Anna's Hotel and Cafe was downtown Foley, above her cafe.
Okay. How about Leader's Motel?
Well, Leader's Motel was, I'm trying to think here. That one was in business from the 20s, more than 20 or more years. It was at 835 East St. Germain Street, right off Highway 10. And it was there until in the 80s when it caught fire.
Hmm. How about area year-round cabins? I know you'd mentioned some cabins earlier.
Many cabins. There were at least 10 or more year-round cabins in St. Cloud. Going down Lincoln Avenue, a lot of those were cabins first. Where the Holiday Inn is, those were cabins. Where Anton's is, that was a cabin. They were in business in the area from the 30s to the 50s. And one of the most popular ones still had three cabins open for rent in the early 2000s. They were located on the Sauk River, right next to Anton's in Wade Park.
We got a few others to get to. The Pam Motor Hotel, where is that?
Well, I don't think most people knew there was one. I didn't either until I,
did a little digging.
Recent years, yeah. Pam Motor Company even had a hotel. It was located near the plant. But in 1923, there was a foreclosure sale on Adolfo's property. So all of that was sold.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
How about Henderson's Motel and Mobile Home Park?
Well, in the 60s and 70s, Henderson's Motel and Mobile Park was at 14th South 22nd Avenue in St. Cloud. There's houses there now.
Okay. How about Key Motel?
Well, in the 80s and 90s, the Key Motel was at 17 10th Avenue Northeast, St. Cloud.
How about the Pine Edge Hotel in Little Falls?
You know, we went up to their big, what do you call that, art fair.
Their craft and art fair.
Second week in September. And I look at that hotel or that building, and I still see that hotel. To me, it's in perfect shape.
Yeah, they've done a good job taking care of their downtown.
Pine Edge Hotel was at 308 First Street South, downtown Little Falls. It was there for many decades, but in 2015 it closed. It's now Nova's Senior Care Home. So it's a senior center.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How about Oak Park Motel in Oak Park?
Well, Oak Park Motel was a very small motel on Highway 23 in Oak Park. You know, Oak Park is out towards beyond Foley and Ronneby there. But this motel right on 23 opened in the 50s, and it was there through the 90s, but it closed for were good after a small fire in about 2000.
A couple other small town motels to get to. The Black Saucer in Painesville. I remember that one. It was there when I was living in Painesville.
Absolutely. Black Saucer Motel and Cafe was at 703 West Main Street, just east of the DQ in Painesville. It was open in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and then it closed about 1988.
How about the Sleep Inn Motel in Becker?
Well, the Sleep Inn Motel in Becker was at 14435 Bank Street. Well, it's really Highway 10, but yeah. It's a block off, you might say, the service road. Excuse me. It was there for about 5 or 6 years until it changed into the Crossroads Inn and Suites, which is owned by Grand Stay, and that took place in 2011, and they're still in business.
Okay. There was a lot certainly to get to, and certainly we're going to do a lot of posting of these online, yeah, too, if you want to go and take a look at some pictures in more detail. Jim, thanks for doing this. Oh, I appreciate it.
You know, you mentioned the railroad before.
Yeah.
The Great Northern Railroad Hotel was at 1602 Breckenridge, right on the railroad tracks. It was there in the 50s, 60s, until in the 70s. And the building is still there and is still being used.
What's it being used for?
You know, I think it's kind of a housing.
Okay.
And there was a little cafe in there, too.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
You know, this, like I say, this is just a sampling of the hotels.
Yeah, there's probably some we missed.
In the area.
Yeah, but you hit a lot of them.
Good idea.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you, Jim.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Jim Gravinsky, local historian, joining us, talking about hotels and motels here in the St. Cloud area on WJON.